So what does a facility like this not only do for potentially for any track, but just for Texas A&M Athletics?
Yeah, the beautiful thing about this track is it, you know, we don't have to build it and they will come. You know, we already have a championship track program. Now we're giving them a facility that's worthy of their accomplishments, and we're so proud to do that for these student-athletes and for everyone who's run track here and done wonderful things, Olin.
How did y'all get it done? Because for we heard about it, the need for it for years and years, and then you got here and just a couple of years ago, it's already, you know, we're seeing the first.
Yeah, this is just, you know, another example of our wonderful donors and the 12th man stepping up and really doing great things for Texas A&M, and I can take zero credit in that, and just so happy for our student athletes that our donors and our former students are so generous.
You talk about you and Coach Henry's relationship. I'm assuming he was at LSU when you were there, right?
Yeah.
How did you get to know him, and I guess how cool was it to be able to work with him here at Texas A&M?
Yeah, it's really special. Coach Henry is one of these special coaches. Not only from a competitive standpoint, but just from a principled standpoint. Just you very rarely get to work with people who are as good as they are a person as they are a coach. And Pat is that way. High integrity, and obviously high accomplishments. And Pat and I've known each other for I can say decades now, and I'm very, very lucky to be associated with him.
Having been involved with the SEC and then the Pac-12 with Washington, how do you feel like this facility will stack up to other facilities around the country, including those two conferences?
Oh, it'll be one of the best, and it's something we're very proud of, and something that that we aspire to. That hey, we are the best at everything we do, and this is an acknowledgement of that.
Do you have a particular vision for a facility like this, and what do you feel like it'll bring to the program?
Oh, and there's no question, you know, I mean, it's hard to achieve much more, you know, than we've already achieved, but we just want to continue to do that. But we also want it to be a very, very wonderful showcase and show place, not only for Aggieland, but for the whole nation to see and host events here going out in the future.
Well, this track stadium's almost done. We've got a softball stadium almost done. What's going to be next?
You know, hopefully we can digest what we have for a little while and just continue to take care of what we have and not let it get in any state of disrepair, and just keep up with it and do the things that we need to do to take care of them.
Can you envision anybody having superior athletic facilities at A&M? Some may be as good, but I mean, you got we've all seen what's going on at Kyle Field, and then Blue Bell, and now this.
Yeah, I mean, our the facilities are second to none. I really do believe that. I think they are kind of a acknowledgement of what we are and who we are. We're in the best conference in America, and we're one of the best public institutions in America, and we should have the best facilities. And obviously, that's been the mantra of people way before me to come in here and step up and do wonderful things, like you mentioned, at Blue Bell Park and at Kyle Field. And now with our track and with our softball facilities, we're going to have facilities that are comparable to anyone in America.